The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, there we go. Testing,
okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on too. Everything's going.
Oh my
going.
God. It's working.
It's like 5 to 10. We only can do like, I don't know, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. That's enough time anyhow. People don't need to listen to an hour. They've heard.
Well, let's get to it then. What do we want to talk about?
Well, this is like Thanksgiving week, so every radio show and podcast is doing their Thanksgiving
podcast.
We
don't do stuff like that. We talk about our lives, what's happening. You got a text the other night. Raina thought it was so funny to prank you.
Oh.
And, yeah. Oh God, my hair. I went jogging and then I never took a shower yet.
I don't believe you jog in the morning. I believe you're going over someone's house.
For 45 minutes?
Well, how long does it take? Nobody lasts that long.
No, but if you're having an affair, you're not going just to get like
I scratch
whatever.
My nose.
You're
I
getting
pay.
Like it's the part you don't get from your spouse,
that's
which is
not
the
true.
Like loving part. The like you're the great. You know what? You make me laugh so hard. You know that kind of thing.
No, no, because you get laughter here and over there. You get
cock.
Hey,
you gotta be dirty, Bonnie.
Yeah, sex.
No.
It's okay.
But
I don't
why
mind.
Do you, I never understood, like, why, like, what have I done that makes you think that I've had an affair? Because you really are
I don't know.
Incredibly
you gotta,
jealous.
You
and,
got, I'm not jealous at all. I'm saying.
Oh, you're not jealous? Well,
no,
then what is
ahead.
It? What's the paranoia that I'm,
that
every time I go to.
Is there any reason to raise your voice?
Yes, because
right
it's annoying. It's like, it's been,
and
we've
you,
been married 15 years.
Don't rub it in.
Okay, and in 15 years, never one time have I ever gone somewhere where you haven't been like, I don't believe it.
That's not true. That's not true. You went to Canada.
I went to Kathy's yesterday, and you're like, you're not really going over there.
I didn't say that once. I didn't say that once.
You didn't? Are you fucking kidding me?
Quit yelling.
First of all, you can't hear.
I can't hear. What I'm saying is, I don't, listen, first of all,
okay,
talk about the prank.
If you say first of all, there's supposed to be a second of all.
I used to be one of my bits.
You just, oh, well, I can't say anything without it. If you've been doing stand-up for 400 years, you've hit some topics. I'm sorry.
I used to do a bit. You can't say first of all without a second and third of all. I don't
well,
remember.
Well, you do it all the time. You do it all the time.
Well, maybe that's where it came from.
You got first of all. You don't even have a first of all a lot of times. You're just saying words so you can talk.
Raina, that text, first of all, you probably sat up there with her and giggled. Oh, let's get
She wanted it to be like from a fan. I was like, he won't answer from a fan. You would only answer if it was a troll. and we didn't want to be mean to you. So then we pretended we were Chris Rock. She had like a fake number, texting you from a fake number. And then we're like, hey, it's Rock. Great, great show. What do we say?
It's my new number.
Yeah, yes, a new number. You killed it on the Colin special or something like that. Did you thought it was him?
No, I didn't think it was him. I go, is this Brandon? I thought it was his assistant.
Okay, so then we're giggling and stuff, and then she's like, stop laughing, you'll hear. And then you wrote,
is this Brandon? Thanks for watching, whatever. And she wrote, and then I knew it wasn't him.
What? You go,
no, is this Brandon? And she goes, no, it's me, dog, or something like that. He would never say that. He would never say, no, it's me, dog. then I go,
kid. I think she called you kid.
No, yeah, no, it's me, kid. First of all, he would never say that.
No one would ever call you kid. Yo, no one.
It's me, kid.
It's a 300-year-old man calls you kid. That's it.
And then, so I know Chris is. I go, what's your favorite seafood?
We laughed so hard at that because why would you ask if you're trying to determine someone's authenticity, like if it's really them? What you ask about their favorite seafood?
Yeah, well, how would somebody else know it?
Well, we go, you know, it's crab legs, yo.
She's trying to talk like he's a thug or from the hood.
I don't know.
Yo, it's crab legs, yo.
And then
soft shell crab.
If you have Chris, if you don't know if it's Chris Rock texting you, ask his favorite seafood. The answer should be soft shell crab. If it's not, you know it's fake.
And then she goes, yo, man, she goes, I like the whole crab, the legs, the body, and everything.
Oh.
So, and then I went upstairs and you two were up there giggling like.
Well, at one point I yelled out at you. I was like, get any good texts? And you still didn't know.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we pranked you pretty good.
Oh. Did you guys sit there and just laugh?
Yes.
Laugh the night away?
Yes. Giggling our butts off.
And then we played a game the other night. They were attacking me.
What?
Did we talk about that last week on the podcast?
No. What were you how are we attacking you?
Making jokes about
that you're dumb.
I'm far from dumb.
Jesus, wow, hair trigger. We often make jokes that you're dumb. Was that what we were doing?
Oh, good. Like the mother and daughter try to attack the father. Like that's funny.
You say things. Because you're not, there's no part of you. Like somebody will say something. You'll be like, no, when you have no idea.
That's not true. It's not true.
Are you doing it now?
No. It's not true.
It is true. And if somebody says a word that's a little bit, you know, maybe more longer than you, whatever, you think they should use, you get mad.
I don't get mad. I think you just think you're like something special.
But why? If I can think of a word that makes sense.
Yeah, that's your answer.
Excuse me, that's what language is that no. you try to use the best word that you have.
That's your answer. You're having a conversation. You go, if I could think of a word. In a conversation, you say the word that comes to your mind first. You don't say
You don't do any thinking in a conversation? I guess that's where we're different. And isn't it fascinating that people call you dumb when you don't do any thinking in a conversation?
I think it's not funny. What do you think? Oh, look, now I'm going to cross-examine him. First of all, my stomach still hurts, and here's the problem. It can't be good because if the doc, like I didn't ultrasounds on Friday. Today's Wednesday.
We're jumping around here in conversation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Friday, I did ultrasounds. Today's Wednesday. They should have had the results and called me by now. So I'm thinking if the doctor doesn't call me today. So I'm not going to ruin this Thanksgiving with bad news. I'll call him Friday.
Doctors don't give a shit about ruining your fucking Thanksgiving. If you have a pancreatic cancer, they're going to tell you the minute they find out because they have to start treatment. They would start treatment tomorrow. Okay? So stop.
First of all, you don't know.
Here we go. This is thank you. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, Lisa, and then you'll tell me that, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
Lisa, I don't put makeup on for a podcast.
I didn't put makeup on. I tried to fix my dumb hair because it was like I had it in a top knot, and then now it looks horrible.
That's why I wear a hat, so I don't have to do my hair. And I have so many different hats.
Mm-hmm.
Styles.
You got some fuzz on it.
I'll wear this today to play golf. It's kind of cold.
Well, that's fascinating stuff.
Anyhow, so.
Anyway, so you have a stomachache. What happened was, is he had a stomachache, which he often does.
No, this has been for over a month.
Okay, you've had situations before. Look, I'm not belittling your stomach pains, but you've had situations before where
you've had. Not this one. Not this kind. Go ahead.
This is a different kind. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I personally think it's anxiety because you get a lot of anxiety.
I can't imagine why.
I guess he's pointing at me for those of you who can't.
Oh,
listening.
Go ahead.
No, you have a lot of anxiety, right? More than most. You have anxiety about everything.
Not everything.
You're constantly telling everyone not to move a muscle lest they die.
What the fuck is wrong with, what are you talking
You're
about?
You're like, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. True or false?
Whatever.
Anyway, so I think it's anxiety. And I also think, and I know you don't want to hear this, but I think it's the gum. You chew a lot of Nicorette gum. And it has to be. Those juices going into your stomach can't be good. Anyway, so you somehow put it on social media. Oh, yeah, you also had a sore foot, but the tops of your feet.
Not anymore.
Okay, but you put on social media that the tops of your feet hurt, and someone said, oh, that means it's your pancreas, right?
I don't know. I think so.
So then you spent many a sleepless night worried about your pancreas, even though I told you that would be the bottom of your foot, not the top of your foot. The reason the top of his foot hurt, go ahead, you may say, the inversion table.
I dropped 50-pound weights on him.
No.
It's inversion table, but people don't know what that is. Or
yes, they do. Every single person on the planet knows what an inversion.
But they don't know why that would hurt the top of your feet.
Yes, because your feet hook in at the top, and it holds your whole weight. So, yeah, the tops of your feet were hurting.
I'm using these hooks now, so you don't have to use your feet.
Well, thank you. I think that's probably a weight off a lot of people's minds. But anyway, so even some person you don't know on Twitter or Instagram, I don't know where that was, probably Facebook, said, oh, it's your pancreas. You now are fixated and focused.
Well, the doctor said he wanted to check my pancreas too.
They want to rule out everything. Of course. I would want them to check my pancreas. Of course.
All right, let's move on. I don't want to get anxiety. Let's talk. You know what I want to talk about?
I know, because you have anxiety because your fear of worst case scenario is always on high alert, right? Still take your temperature every day?
No, I haven't done it in a while. I did it yesterday.
I did hear you do it yesterday.
I haven't done in a while. Because I took the test again like a week ago or something. A fucking dumb test. I've taken it 4 or 5 times. Dan Rain has taken it a couple times, you know. What the fuck?
I've taken it twice.
These insurance, who's ever getting paid for these tests are making a lot of money.
You know, is that the issue we should be thinking about right now? In the middle of a pandemic, we're worried about the tests? No.
No, I'm just saying. And how do you know this is the middle? This could be the end.
It's not the end.
They're coming out with a vaccine within a month.
How long do you think it's going to take to vaccinate people?
What do you mean? People that want to get it done? I mean, there's a lot of side effects.
I looked it up. We're actually in the last category of people that get the vaccine.
What, headliners?
I don't know how to even laugh at that.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
Why are we in the last?
I don't know, because it's like frontline workers are first, sick people are first, old people, you know, it's like all these people ahead of us. We're not in the age group. You might be in the age group to get ahead of me, but we're not in the age group, and we're not frontline workers. And we're not, we don't have pre-existing conditions. Well, if you're pancreas, you might be able to get it sooner.
Well, we'll see what happens. I did a podcast the other night. I think, you know, I hate comics that don't get humor. I don't hate them. I just don't get it. Like, the podcast was supposed to start at 9:15, so I sign on. And then the person texts me, puts me on hold, says, oh, I'm doing a read up front. So then, like, 6 or 7 minutes later, I get on. And I'm joking. I go, you don't ever make me wait. Are you kidding me?
You don't make a legend wait.
You don't make me wait to do your podcast. You're lucky I'm doing your podcast. Whatever. Just fucking. And the person thought I was really serious. And then throughout the podcast, whenever, because I did it with Norton. Then whenever I make, you know, we would slam each other throughout the podcast. He was so funny.
Yeah. God, he was so great. And then did she get it then?
I don't know, but then I would say something to her, like a joke or, you know, a slam. Oh, my God. Or that's mean or rough. Or,
oh, I hate. One of my things is I don't like when people say shots
comics.
Fired.
Yeah,
I know, and these are
said.
Comics.
That's what she said, shots fired.
Oh, I would just hang up. I would just go, leave meeting, clink. I wouldn't stay around. And I hate when people go, ouch. When it's not about them, especially, it's like, hi, we're comedians. We're supposed to be doing this stuff. Ouch. First of all, half the time, it's not even like
that bad.
Yeah, it's just like stupid.
So, yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That's what she was doing, going like
shots
fired.
Ugh, I hate that so much.
And then, you know, just fucking, you know,
whatever. And I've had comedians say shots fired, and it's like.
Yeah, well, these are all comics.
Like, first of all, it's the hackiest thing in the world to say.
These are all comics.
And then if you're a comic and you're saying stuff like shots fired, why don't you shots fired towards your forehead? Eh?
Whoa.
Am I right, folks?
Whoa.
I got some pretty strong opinions about comedy and comedians.
Well, and then the podcast, you know, when it was done, I just wrote just a serious response, you know, thanks for having me. Which should have been written to me. Thanks for doing. And I got no response. I'm going, is this person mad at me?
Yeah, she's probably like, he's so mean.
Well, I tell you, I can't.
He's mean.
For now on, if I'm doing a podcast with comics, you know.
Comedy has gone down to interactions, even between comedians, has been like, you got to be so complimentary. And not, it's like New York comedians have started becoming L.A. comedians. You know,
I know.
And then it's like everybody's got to be so nice to each other, and you know.
You completely slammed all LA comedians, but go ahead.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them all.
So, yeah, I was talking about who was I talking on the phone about that?
Or no, but it's like comedy is really like there's so many podcasts and things that comedians do where comedy. And ours might be one of them. Comedy takes a real backseat to everything else.
Well, even I was on this podcast, and me and Norton were talking. The only time you could be mean nowadays is doing a roast. Like, you know, because they can't come at you because it's a roast. You go, well, that's a roast. You're supposed to. But, you know, I still do what I've always done. I tone it down a little, I guess, you know, but... And
I'm not talking about being mean and hurtful, and I don't even like it when people are like tearing someone apart, but a little jovial, you know. Can you stop picking at your...
Who says jovial?
Oh, here we... See?
Oh, look, but yeah. It's such a dumb word. A little jovial. Ooh.
What?
Tickle, tickle.
It's around Christmas time. You should be using... If you're not using the word jovial around the holidays, I don't know what you're doing. You're doing it wrong. Stop picking at yourself, and now you're bleeding.
I'm not bleeding.
You are. Look. Stop it. Come on. Ugh. Why do you have to be so disgusting? Look at this cup I bought at the dollar store.
First
it's
of all, do you think the whole video
of the year,
the whole podcast isn't on video?
It's a cardinal, a male, because it's red, and it says it's the most wonderful time of the year, and it's against a green background.
The cardinal, my school home mascot was a cardinal. That's why I have cardinals tattooed right here.
Oh Jesus! Look at this! Whoa! Hello!
You're so corny. You're so corny.
I'm jovial.
Yeah, listen, I'm not doing any more podcasts if they're comics and they don't get humor.
Well, first of all, most people, and you know, you correct people on how they speak, so I'm going to do it to you. But most people say humor, not humor. What is humor?
What the ice cream man sells, and it's good.
You are so old. What the hell?
Good humor.
The good humor.
You never had the good humor ice cream bar?
Go like this. Can you do that? Humor.
Humor. Good humor.
Oh, brother.
Oh, anyhow, I'm not doing it anymore.
Last time I said anywho, yeah. And you got mad at me. Yeah, now right. You're saying anyhow.
Anyhow's okay.
Oh, so that's close. Oh,
you really
what is
get
it? Your stomach?
No, what are you talking about?
You sweat.
You know, I get frustrated.
With who?
Well,
is it me?
Yes, and you're so frustrating.
Why?
Yap, 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 yap.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a conversation.
What is the conversation about? Doing a podcast where they're not being funny? You're doing that right now in retelling this story about the podcast.
I don't have to be funny telling a story about a podcast.
Oh, but
funny.
You have such, my goodness, I can't keep up with your compartmentalizations on when you can be funny and when you can't.
Look at that word.
Compartmentalization.
Who the fuck would say that in a podcast?
Well, I was trying to think of like how to say like that you're. I don't know the words. See, I don't know other words to say. That seems like the right word.
You
compartmentalize when you should be funny and when you shouldn't. And no one else knows. I don't know when it's okay or not okay to be funny, I guess. Only you know. And this podcaster that you did the other day, she doesn't know, clearly.
I know when you're supposed to be funny when you're doing someone's podcast. I know. Yeah.
Okay. But what about now in your own podcast? I tried to be funny and you were like,
I'm trying to keep
I'm trying to tell a story about how a girl was not being funny on her podcast and you're being funny, interrupting me. And it's, you know, upsetting. And you're also using words like compartmentalize.
No, you are. What are you talking about?
I was saying that whole thing, I was being you. Oh, my God. There's no talking to you.
There's no living with you.
Well, you do it. Why are you in such a bad mood all
the
time?
I'm not in a bad mood. I mean, I have a stomach ache. I haven't eaten. I got to go. You know, I got. It's just
but
whatever.
Shouldn't you prioritize the podcast?
What are you talking about?
I mean, get up a little earlier. Get your coffee.
I did get up early, but you were gone. You were at that house.
I was out jogging. But you could still make, because I'm not there to make you your avocado toast. You just don't have it. Make it your own.
Bonnie has avocado toast every fucking morning.
No,
every
yesterday
morning.
I had tofu scramble.
That's the grossest thing on the planet. Either
you've
her,
never had it.
Yeah, I had a bite of it the other day. I don't like tofu. The other day, Bonnie either has avocado toast with onion, avocado toast with tomato. She'll mix it up, but the base, the foundation
it's
is
good.
Avocado
and then
toast.
And then you're not hungry all day long. Like, literally, it just... Yeah. You could go to 5 o'clock. It's fine.
And then at night, a whole bag of potato chips.
I mean, the potato chips thing is hard. I didn't eat potato chips last night.
What'd you have as a snack?
Seaweed snack.
Ugh, all pure salt.
I know. That's all I do. That's all it's I look salt. For is salt.
It's so bad for you. Okay. So bad for your blood pressure.
No, salt is only bad for you if you have high blood pressure. If you don't have high, I have low blood pressure. I have low blood pressure. And the doctor said I could take salt pills, or he said, or start eating a little more salt. That's how they fix low blood pressure. They make you eat salt. So
they make you.
That's probably why I crave it.
All right.
Okay.
This is Sorry. Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what are you thankful for? Let's do that. We're thankful.
As every podcast
we're thankful
does
for our fans.
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Thankful for family, being sober. Being sober first, then family, good life, good career.
I like that you went first.
You just asked me, what are you thankful for?
Oh.
There.
What about?
What? You fall into the part of family.
Oh.
Okay. Thankful for family and Bonnie. You know, well, you want to like it, like
I would say like this, like I'm thankful for you. You take care of us. You're a good man.
That's what any credit I do now, I want and Rich Voss. And
this marriage starring Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss.
I want and.
But why did you interrupt my speech to do that.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I'm always grateful every day. Sometimes, like, this is so stupid. I know this is like getting into like I might be losing my mind. But sometimes I wake up in the morning and then I almost start crying because I'm so grateful that like I have this family and everything.
It's so weird because I wake up and I almost start crying.
I know.
For
I know
just
you're
the opposite.
I know.
Anyhow, we have a great family. Raina's funny. Last night.
You have no communication abilities, do you?
Raina, last night, was putting her to bed, and she made a joke saying, I have dentures. Then I would run in and attack her and tickle her and stuff, and she would stop. I go, I don't have dentures. She goes, no. As I'm walking out the door, she goes, hope your dentures don't fall out. She kept doing it because she knew.
Yeah, because she wants to step later. Because in. At her bedtime, you've done this since she was like a baby, right at her bed, right when I get her calmed down and quieted down and lights out, you, let me go on a second night. And then it's like tickle, tickle, craziness.
All right. Well, listen, have a nice
and
Thanksgiving.
And she keeps it going because she wants to stay up later.
Have a good Thanksgiving. I got to wrap this up. This weekend, I'll be in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island, Friday and Saturday. Anything you want to say to anybody before we wrap this up?
Wear your masks. If you go to a comic club indoors, wear your mask.
Thank you. I'm pro mask, and I'm pro marriage, and I'm pro Bonnie, and I'm pro Raina.
And you're pro Bono.
I'm pro Bono. There you go. The way to ruin it. Sorry. Say goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
The views and opinions expressed in this commercial for maximum truth do not explicitly reflect nor represent this service. We cannot be held accountable for all or any of the views you may hear next.
If you see this movie, you are an accessory to a crime.
Now, on Prime Video, Maximum Truth.
My name is Rick Klingman. I am an attorney and a political consultant. Some people might say, oh, that guy is a con artist, or a fraud, or a dirty trickster, or he can't name all three branches of government. And they're wrong. I am simply a truth provider.
Ike Barinholtz and Dylan O'Brien star in Maximum Truth, the story of a documentary film crew following a bumbling political grifter as he tries to take down a U.S. congressional candidate.
At this point, we would like to open it up to any questions you might have.
What was that?
Maximum Truth, now on Prime Video.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.